brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, everyone. It is Friday, June 1st, 2012, and we are in the midst of exposing the cockroach globalists out in Bilderberg, Chantilly. It is Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly 3.0. This is the third time they've been there, and we are exposing them. This is going to be the biggest protest yet. If you're listening to my voice and you live within 200 miles of Chantilly, you can be there in 3 hours. 3 hours, and you could be part of the global exposing. You could do it right now. There's tons of activists there from all over the country. Alex Jones with his crew is there, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Richard Reeves. There's Adam Kokesh, RT is also there. We Are Change from all over. There's We Are Change chapters from all over. Occupy Portland is there. Activists from all over the country are descending upon Chantilly, Virginia, and you could be a part of it. You can get in your car right now and head over there and be a part of it, because today is going to be the big day. They're having a protest, I believe, at 6 p.m. They want to surround the entire grounds, and they need a lot of people to do it. So get over there. We've got some big news. This is coming from one of Jim Tucker's sources, and we're going to play this video later. Alex is going to introduce it and play it. Insider, and this is on InfoWars right now. Bilderberg members share Ron Paul death wish, and this is from Paul Joseph Watson. During a heated conversation in the lobby at the Westfields Marriott yesterday, Bilderberg members expressed their desire to see Ron Paul die in a plane crash, according to veteran journalist Jim Tucker's inside source. So you can go. We have a video about that as well on the Alex Jones channel, and you can check that out. The shocking exchange took place just after Bilderberg attendees started arriving yesterday morning as they were driven through crowds of hundreds of Paul-supporting demonstrators. Wasting no time to shout their mouths off, one Bilderberg member expressed his desire to get Ron Paul and all of his supporters on an airplane with a Muslim suicide pilot and take them down. Well, I think you're going to have a problem, because there's a lot more than one plane full of Ron Paul supporters. And if you did that, it would energize the movement to a degree that you couldn't even imagine. Just like when they struck down Obi-Wan Kenobi, he became more powerful. Tucker explained that the Bilderbergers are increasingly irate at the resistance among patriotic Americans to their program, with protest figures rising at each annual confab. And here's a quote. The program planned by Bilderberg has been set back for years, and every year it gets worse, and every year they get more depressed, and every year they get more outraged. We're winning. They are losing. Last night we showed a picture of a young, I guess, David Rockefeller. If y'all could find that from last night and throw that up. We called him the face of Bilderberg, the uncle of death, David Rockefeller. I mean, the man looks like he has red blood pouring out of his eyes. He's so old and decrepit, and now he is shambling through the halls of the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, and you could be there. You can get in the car right now and head up there. We're going to be back, and we're going to have a whole bunch more stuff coming up today. We've got some videos we're going to show you of We Are Change confronting Rothschild and Ted Turner. I want to go into this. Yesterday, when Alex arrived on scene, there was an attempt of ambush journalism by some Tucker Carlson cronies. They stuck a mic up in Alex's face and they said, "How much money are you making off of all this?" Like, that was the big deal. That was the most important thing, that Alex Jones is a successful businessman. That's what he is, and that's what America's all about. It's all about hard work. Alex Jones works harder than probably 100% of this country. The man doesn't stop. He has many outlets now. He's got a huge staff, and all we do is work on this stuff. We work on bringing you information. So if that's a crime, I stand guilty, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud to be guilty of exposing globalists, and we're going to be right back with more. Alex Jones will be up soon. It's InfoWars.com, The Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew sitting in.
I I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Good afternoon, wherever you may be in this world. We are confronting Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia. It is Bilderberg 2012. The biggest protest yet is going on right now. And this is, you're watching live video of Alex Jones. He was just bullhorning the Bilderbergers behind they're hiding behind a fence, and now they've erected black in front of that fence so you can't see in at all. It's at least 8 feet high, and there's cops driving by. It looks like cops are giving people tickets. Now, I talked to Alex this morning, and he said that cops were ticketing people just for stopping and letting people out, and looks like that's happening now. So we're getting video of that. This is totally ridiculous. The cops obviously don't understand that their pension funds are going to be raided, that their children are being subjected to poisons via fluoride in the water, via the vaccines, via the chemtrails. They don't realize they are protecting the people who are in charge of this right now by going along with these ridiculous orders. These are not orders that they have to follow. These are orders where they could actually stand down and not ticket people and not waste taxpayers' time and expense. And if I was someone who got a ticket and did not live in Virginia, I wouldn't pay it. I would keep it. I would let them send all the little mail they want to send me, keep that expense going, keep it happening. I wouldn't pay it at all because it's unjust and it's ridiculous. And they're stopping people in parking lots that says the parking lot says private property, the cops are pulling in, you have to have the property owner specifically on each account say this person is trespassing. You can't just have a blanket no trespassing set up unless you put no trespassing signs. If it says private property, you could park your car there and only the property owner can have it towed. The cop can't just say, hey, we're going to have this towed unless they have express permission from the property owner. So that's all going on now. Alex Jones was bullhorning a second ago during the commercial break. He's holding up something. We've got two streams going at once right now. We're really taking the technology to the next level. You can go to our featured stories page, and we have Bilderberg Live Video and Bilderberg Breaking News. And you can check both of those out for all the latest stuff that we're posting, that other activists are posting. I know pretty soon we're going to have a photo page coming up that we're working on right now. And as soon as that gets posted, I will let you know. It's going to have posts of our photos of the people who were coming in yesterday who have been identified as Bilderbergers. In fact, there's one right now they're showing into the camera. Are we getting any audio there at all? Can we listen to any of that? Well, all right, we're going to pull that up for a second and listen to what they're talking about.
We'll put it in the Guardian and do a great job. Let me get a photo of this and I'll Twitter it out. And real Alex Jones right now.
Okay. It doesn't seem like they're saying much. Alex Jones is gathering intel. There's a lot of great activists out there. I saw Dan Dix out there, Jason Burmis, Luke Radowski, Adam Kokesh, Matt Medina, all over the United States and all over Canada. People are descending upon Chantilly. So if you are sitting in your couch right now, if you are at work even, plan on getting off early. Tell the boss you got a case of the Bilderbergers and you got to step out. Get to Chantilly. Be part of this movement. We are the people's media, and we have to expose these people, because if we don't do it, no one else is going to do it. You know, the Washington Times barely posted something about it yesterday. The Washington Post didn't post anything. They were more concerned about showing up at the White House, and I figured out why, because Donald E. Graham, chairman and CEO of the Washington Post Company, is on the list of attendees that was released yesterday on Infowars.com. That also made Drudge. They put the official list out as well. There's a whole bunch of names on there. Garry Kasparov, the chess player. This guy could be in line to unseat Putin, because Putin seems to be one of the few, like him or not, that is going against the global regime. He's got his own little mafia, and he wants to be king. So we're definitely going to see stuff going in that way.
I'm going to find out what's going on with them right now. It says, you have video, your life, just let us know when you want to throw to audio. I've been wanting to go audio the whole time, guys. I mean, that's my whole point, is that's what we do. I'm going to try this on air. You guys can just throw to us on the street whenever you want. You just throw to us to the street whenever you want. Like when something interesting's happening, you just throw it to us on air. I mean, it's like hundreds of times I've said that. It's like, I don't know what else I can do. I guess we'll just do it at Ustream ourselves and just forget the radio show. I mean, it doesn't exist.
Hey, thanks for doing it. That Roku channel is awesome. Actually, I watch it on my big screen TV every day. You're live in my living room. It's a little strange, but, you know.
Get up, guys.
Who's doing the radio show?
I don't even know. Let's just stop streaming.
Okay, it looks like they've cut one of the streams right now. We're going to be back with them as soon as they go live. We're having a couple technical issues. We're trying to communicate with them via cell phone text, we also have a two-way signal that's running back to them when they have the headphones on, which I don't know if anybody is wearing the headphones, but we will be back with more of that coverage of Bilderberg Live. I'm going to go in through a couple articles now. This is out of the BBC. Venezuela bans private gun ownership. Venezuela has brought a new gun law into effect which bans commercial sale of firearms and ammunition. Until now, anyone with a gun permit could buy firearms from a private company. Under the new law, only army, police, and certain groups like security companies, you could scratch out security companies and put thugs, will be able to buy arms from the state-owned weapons manufacturer and importer. This ban is the latest attempt by the government to improve security and cut crime ahead of elections in October. Venezuela saw more than 1,800 murders last year, and the capital, Caracas, is thought to be one of the most dangerous cities in Latin America. That's because they ban handguns, because only criminals will then have handguns. They obviously haven't learned, and they obviously don't have a Second Amendment. And the government has been running a gun amnesty in the run-up to the introduction of the new law to encourage people to give up their illegal arms without fear of consequence. Yeah, you're definitely not going to get put on a list for that. One member of the public in Caracas told BBC, they're killing people every day. The law is important, but they need to do more. They're not doing enough now. See, that's the problem. The people in Caracas have been domesticated. They are not fans of private gun ownership, and they're not exercising that right they have to defend themselves. That's a God-given right. You have the right to defend yourself, and if guns are what's available, then that's what you should have. Back when they had swords, they made it illegal to carry swords, for the peasants to carry swords, and now it's guns. So they're gonna keep ratcheting up these laws and ratcheting up these laws because they want to do away with guns. They only want police and army to have guns because then they can do whatever they want. Then they can run in, trample people down, spray the whole area with machine gun fire, and nobody can defend themselves. And that's the way the governments of this world like it. They like it to be that way. Several Latin American countries have murder rates far higher than the global average of 6.9 murders per 100,000 people. According to a recent United Nations report, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean have the highest rates of murder by firearms in the world. Interesting. It is found over 70% of all homicides in South America are as a result of guns. In Western Europe, the figure was closer to 25%. Well, and there you go. When you ban private gun ownership, you're going to have more crime with more guns because guns come in there illegally. In fact, our own government is part of shipping guns in to at least Mexico, and we have them shipping container fulls of guns to Honduras. We have reports of that out of Tampa. So our government is complicit in sending guns across the border to these countries, and you know they're not going to private property owners or regular citizens. They're going to criminals. They're going to drug dealers. They're going to anybody who is out there trying to destabilize governments to create chaos, because when they create chaos, they can come in with the control. That's the way it works. It doesn't work any other way. And that's why they do that. Here's another one. Yesterday we covered some information out of Spain, and now we have Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner told Spain that a solution is needed for the troubled financial system. And you know what they're going to talk about, more bailouts for the banks, because those are the ones that are in trouble. It's the banks that are in trouble, and the banks are the root of this cause across Europe. We've already seen Greece go under, and now it's Spain. Next, we know Portugal's on the list, and from then, it's the rest of Europe. Probably a few countries in Eastern Europe, a few countries in Western Europe. I predict Germany or Great Britain are probably going to be the last to fall, because they at least they have larger, more stable economies. Definitely Germany's got more of a stable economy. But eventually, this crisis is going to catch up to everyone. And then it's going to hit the United States, and the Asian countries will be the ones last standing, and then they will come in and raid us like vultures, like you've never seen before. I remember in the 90s, the Japanese were buying up ballparks, and we thought that was the end of the world. And it's not. It's going to get a lot worse. You think they're going to own everything, but it won't even be the Asians owning this. It'll be the giant New World Order global syndicate that we are now protesting in Chantilly, Virginia, right now as we speak. Now, if you can put that graphic up, it's got the Westfields Marriott address. You could show up there now. You could start protesting. You could be part of this. You can be part of the people's media. Bring your cell phones. Take video. Because these roaches, one thing they don't like are video cameras, and they don't like the light being shined on them. We have another story here. Let's see. Video shows activists arrested at Bilderberg. And a video from We Are Change shows two activists being arrested by Fairfax police for taking close-up photos of Bilderberg members arriving in Chantilly, Virginia. Another example of how the security crackdown surrounding this year's conference is more intense than ever before. One of the activists arrested is a veteran, because they hate veterans. And we're going to be going to break. I've got a lot more news. We're going to be popping back in with Alex during the next break. Definitely, we got a longer segment coming up. It's The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com is our website where you can catch all the latest Bilderberg news. I'm Rob Dew sitting in. and we are fighting the tyranny that is the New World Order.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Screen, if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you see Kevin Warsh, Federal Reserve board member. A fellow from Germany was here, got a photo of it yesterday, and we've taken a photo of his photo. It just went up at RealAlexJones/, well, it's Twitter/ Real Real Alex Jones, and we are here. It looks like over 300 people, 400 people are here now in the middle of the day. I would guess that we'll probably have 1,000 by tomorrow. The police have engaged in egregious activities that we're going to be breaking down in the next segment. But here is our top story. Last night I got in at 11:30. And Jim Tucker was going to bed. He was too tired to talk, but he told me, yes, the Bilderberg Group is hopping mad at Ron Paul. And Paul Watson's written an article about this that's at Infowars.com. Bilderberg Group wants Ron Paul dead. Now, that's a source. And again, Tucker has people inside the hotel. So do we. That's how we knew, well, the code name and so many other issues. I'll just leave it at that. But we also have sources within Bilderberg. So I'm just turning out of the wind here, folks. So continuing with this information, people, the average layman's like, why would they be shooting their mouth about Ron Paul? The police are pulling over everyone that has a Ron Paul sticker on their car and searching it and harassing them and going after it. I've talked to countless people. I've seen literally 50 tickets or more. Everybody's showing me the tickets they're getting. If you pull over in a parking lot to drop people off, they're hitting you. It's not even the law. Everybody's got to fight these tickets. If people dropping off handicapped people in parking lanes, they're going after them. Again, I'm going to be breaking all that down. But the point is, imagine they come through yesterday, 200 people with bullhorns, myself included, screaming, New World Order, you're going down, scum. Treasury officials, Federal Reserve people, the Queen of the Netherlands, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Barnaby and Rothschild, all of them are going in there, and they understand Ron Paul. They know Ron Paul was the real winner in the first Republican primaries. They understand. So when they get out, some of them are screaming in anger and going, I will get that Ron Paul, this is mainly Europeans, and saying, I want to put them on the plane with all of their supporters and then have a Muslim blow it up. Ha ha. And I mean, it is like hissy fits when these arrogant people that command all these tens of thousands of employees and minions and governments with all these yes men groveling to them to drive through and be bullhorned at point blank range upsets them. There goes Jim Tucker. And so what they do is they then freak out and begin demonizing Ron Paul. And so that's why they're doing this. And we've confirmed that they are flipping out on Ron Paul from our source that's inside. Now, our source didn't hear the part about wanting to kill us, but Tucker's source did hear that. So there are conniption fits against Ron Paul. And we've been told that in 06, 07, 08, 09, 010, 11, right up to this year. They say, we've got to bankrupt the economy faster. That's a talking point when they're debating. Do we totally implode it and they wake up? Or do we go slow? They say, look, they shouldn't have money to be protesting us. They shouldn't be up here in the high Alps in a luxury area able to get here, even though a lot of people are sleeping in their cars, saving up money to come here. And they get here, and here are the police doing this. And here is the Bilderberg Group. We're going to come back from break and play that clip. Here is the Bilderberg Group with the nerve to have the police working for them, the police smiling with glee as they write old ladies and families with their kids' tickets, as they search cars without warrants, as these little kids look up scared at the police while a bunch of crooks violate and break the Logan Act, and then they get out of their cars arrogantly and are, it's like something out of, Schwarzenegger when he gets all mad reportedly, just getting so upset and saying, no, no, because that's what it's described as, is these European Bilderbergs in English looking at all the police and everybody and throwing big fits and saying, nyah, because they tell the members, do not look them in the eyes. Don't look any of them, Hillary, in the eyes. If you look them in the eyes, you're fired. These are people, you can't look them in the eyes, and the police literally kneel before them and say, what is thy bidding? And they're like, run your scum, brethren Americans, out of the way. Dominate them. Let them learn they have no rights. Launch drone attacks. Launch TSA scanners. Checkpoints everywhere. Bring them to their knees. Agenda 21. Arrest the Amish. Arrest those that criticize carbon taxes in Australia. $1.1 million fines. Give them tyranny. Drive them into submission. Blow up Ron Paul. Murder them. Use our fake Muslim extremists to take the blame. And then you think about Larry McDonald, the congressman, the Democrat, who Ron Paul says is his real hero. Even more than people like Barry Goldwater. Yeah, they put him on a plane, and the other senator said, we're not getting on out of Alaska, and it disappeared into North Korea. And boy, the word is they did some serious stuff to him. And so they'd like to put Ron Paul in an airplane, and I understand that. This will probably stop them. But I'm telling you, that means it's been discussed. When Ron Paul gets on an airplane, nerve-gassing the plane and saying Al-Qaeda did it and using it to take our liberties. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break with Rob Dew riding the shotgun. I'm Alex Jones from Bilderberg 2012. Get your butts to Virginia now, everybody. They're scared of you.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. And we are about to go to the video that Alex Jones was just talking about. He shot it with Jim Tucker this morning as he was eating his breakfast. The headline for the article is Insider, Bilderberg members share Ron Paul death wish. And basically what they do is they're mad. They show up at the hotel. They're throwing little hissy fits because it's not going all their way all the time. And they basically say they want to load Ron Paul and all of his supporters up on a plane and stick a Muslim extremist, which we all know is fake anyway, and blow it up. So that's what they want to do to you out there in America. They want to go to you, and we're going to go back to Alex right now. He's got more to talk about, and we're going to show this video. Go ahead, Alex.
And by the way, Rob, again, here from the side of Bilderberg 2012, the big protest going on around the corner. I salute all the people that have come here and gone through this harassment to be here. This is what happens to anybody who tries to protest for land rights, food rights, anti-war, left, right, libertarian, conservative. The system does everything they can to block people on no-fly lists when they're trying to fly to protest. Peaceful green activists, that's happened to block conservatives trying to go to events. It's this transportation hub, no judge, no jury. They just do whatever they want. There are the police that went to our hotel right there. There they are. It's real funny to them. And told them, you don't give Alex Jones rides in the shuttle. I mean, we got that on tape. And then we got on board. There they go. They got a slave. Oh, boy. That's another tough woman cop. She gets to ride an evil American a ticket. I mean, they just, yeah, let's walk down there. Let's walk down there.
No doubt she's an overweight potbelly.
Yes, please continue, dude.
There's no doubt that she's an overweight potbelly. We're going to get that on camera right now. Basically, the cops are harassing anybody there that's a real American that is showing up to protest these cockroaches. They're pulling people over, just pulling into parking lots and letting people off. That is not a crime. It never has been a crime.
Telling them, they're going into my hotel and saying, don't give these people rides, and saying, you can't pull in anywhere. And I say, well, you can pull in legal places. I say, where is that? Doesn't exist. And it's not true. They've been giving people tickets that pull into stores and places. I mean, it is absolutely amazing.
It's a form of harassment. We need to protest, definitely.
Oh, listen, I'm going to protest. I'm calling now for a protest of the Fairfax County Police. I want their numbers posted. I want an article about this, and I want everyone.
We're going to make y'all famous.
Richard Reeves is very angry. That's enough.
We're going to make them famous. That's right. Somebody, I could hear somebody yelling that. That was loud.
That's Richard. Hey, Richard, I'm not going to tell you again. They're going to arrest you. We have to keep our crew together, okay? I know you're angry about the control grid. You understand it, the toll roads and all that. But this is June 21. We're going to beat them. These are weak zombies who were chosen from their site profile under peer pressure that will carry out crime and think it's funny. These are victims. These people have all been injected with cancer viruses. They all drink fluoride. I would probably say 20% of their children are mentally retarded, just like everybody else is now. These are victim zombies here. Okay, now they're victimizing another person because they're not a zombie. The zombies are going to attack people that aren't under their spell. They get threatened by it. The memory of being human. The memory of having a soul. The memory of liberty. Okay? I know you got angry when you saw them at the hotel, started screaming at them, telling them don't give us rides because it's totally illegal. And you saw him laugh, and I said, hey, this is our hotel. What are you doing? The guy says, it's not your hotel. Making a joke out of it. It's okay. Can you imagine how pathetic they are? All right? Now, don't get mad at them anymore, okay? You're carrying the communications box. All right, if you get arrested, I'm going to have to carry that around.
And he's the bus driver.
Now, listen, let me get back to the – and you can just show some of that while I talk. That's good, guys. Stay right there. I would advise you guys to stay out, stay back at least 20, 30 feet, okay? Anyways, now let's continue here. Remember, these are zombies. You just want to stay out of zombies' way, you're not going to help most of them. They've been psych profiled because of their zombieism. And I'm not joking. These people are in a sleep state. Look it up scientifically. Television induces it. These are all television heads. I believe all the cop shows on TV are real. They're following a template program. They're in a dream state. I'm not joking when I say that. All right, now let's go back to Ron Paul. People are saying, just keep going. It's good. Keep videotaping that while I talk. Again, directing radio and TV here on the ground. This is the future of the media. We've been doing this on the ground for 5 years now. The technology's finally caught up to a point where it's amazing and a very powerful tool. Look at her looking in the car. Look at him giving the guy a ticket, one of the demonstrators who dared drop people off, making money off the citizens. This is just too incredible. If you're an XM listener on 166 or AM or FM, keep listening. You can also go to Infowars.com for intermittent streams. But only the radio will have complete coverage and continual coverage. So they give the victim the ticket to pay to protect the criminals violating the Logan Act inside. They have dealt with the American scum for the foreign bankers who have openly bankrupted this country and say the UN and NATO now run our military. That is what you are witnessing. Another victory against America. Another victory against freedom. And the funny part is, I've got the Treasury Department report. Their pensions are already gone, and they don't care. Because they love the tyranny, and it's all going to come back on them. There they go. And they're going to just keep going. Bam, 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 pulling people over here. Okay, continuing. Back to Ron Paul. I saw the trolls immediately say, why would they be threatening Ron Paul in the lobby? Because they, 30 seconds before, being bullhorned that they're murderers and criminals and globalists and corporate fascists setting up the New World Order. They pull up. They get out. We have sources inside, the lobby. That'll really freak them out. We do. That's how we knew they were going to do a fake bomb scare, not from our lobby people, but from somebody right inside security, as they did last year in Switzerland. We are blowing their operation. They are scared. That's why they're up in this. That's why they're doing this. They are in panic mode in there. And pray for me, by the way, folks. I'm definitely on their radar. Show us Ron Paul, because we've definitely got their attention right now. Pray for us. You know, our God's bigger than a little devil, and that's who I put my... People keep asking, where's your security? Where is it? It's not here, folks. I'm here, okay? I'm standing against tyranny. I am not a coward. And some people won't even come here, even though they love liberty, because they're scared. Folks, you better be scared if you don't face them now. Here they are, the enemy. You know, the New World Order has landed. You know, it's oneth by land, toeth by sea. There they are. They're in there right now. These are the people doing it. These are the people that live off your tax money, the robber barons. Now, going back to Rob Dew here, let me just explain this. So imagine, every year they freak out and say stuff like, oh, Ron Paul, he's horrible. He's waking up the youth. Man, we got to do something about him. There was a little discussion about it'd be nice if he died. What was it, in 08? We covered that. This time, they are stomping around. And remember, they're totally spoiled, rotten brats, okay, who are royalty, you name it, just used to whatever they want. Queen Beatrice's assistant is who we believed it was, the big 6'3" blonde or whatever, screaming at people, we have machine guns, grabbing staff by the arm and going, you will do as we say and tell no one. And they go, what does that mean? You will not just lose job. Machine gun. It's more like a Russian accent. But it's like, oh, machine gun. Well, I need to kneel to you. Oh, you have a machine gun. I'm scared now. I'm going to do whatever you say. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. Somebody starts threatening me like that. I go, whoa, backing off to these people isn't going to get me safety or my family safety. These are bullies. They've got to be dealt with. And we do that with the info war. And we expose these people. Period. They are poisoning our food and water by design. They're killing millions of children a year. These are murderers that want one child policy worldwide. This is pure evil. Words cannot describe the magnitude of what we're facing. That is the enemy. That is a criminal mafia meeting. So again, Ron Paul comes in. Ron Paul comes in. And to the subject, he comes into the presidential race. He really wins the first few primaries. They shut that down. They're panicking. And so when they pull in, they drive in and they get out and they start talking about how, because I think Watson's headline isn't even strong enough. People that accuse us of exaggerating, it's the other way around. I guarantee if I was in a semi-public place in front of people like one of these Bilderberg people was and saying, I'd love to load, you know, we need to load Ron Paul onto a playing with his supporters and blow it up and, you know, basically say a Muslim extremist did it. That would be a criminal conspiracy plan. They would probably get arrested or at least questioned. But instead we run the headline, Bilderberg Share Death Wish. And it's a great headline, but I think we should change it to Bilderbergs Discuss Killing Ron Paul. Because this is the discussion of killing him. I mean, if they're openly in a hotel lobby in front of cops and Secret Service going, be great if they were on a plane and blew up. Yeah, we'd say a Muslim did it. Folks, imagine what's going on behind closed doors. Imagine the magnitude. So have Kurt Watson change that to Bilderberg Group Discusses Killing Ron Paul in Stage Terror Event. Because that's what we're really looking at. Rob Dew, what's your take on this? And then we'll go to that video.
Well, I'm going to go to that exact quote. This is what one of the Bilderberg members expressed. His desire, quote, get Ron Paul and all of his supporters on an airplane with a Muslim suicide pilot and take him down. Are they implying they control Muslim suicide pilots at that point? Because how else are you going to get a Muslim suicide pilot on there? You know, so
no.
I think right there they're just
again,
admitting
Tucker's interpretation. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then, you know, take him down. This was according to Tucker's source, who has been proven routinely accurate on Bilderberg information in the past. This is the harshest comment made, but there are a lot of mean-spirited comments made by the Bilderberg boys gathered in the lobby of the hotel. So it wasn't just a one-time. This wasn't a one-off comment. This is continued wishing that Ron Paul dies. They're basically wishing that Ron Paul and his supporters are wiped off the face of the earth. And
well, guess
they're
what?
Already
you
doing that.
Dying. No matter what you do, you only proved to everybody that we've been right about you. World governments out in the open. World taxes. They're banning free speech in Australia. The TSA's on the highways. Drones. It's all coming true. And I'm so sad. You think I was mad when Tucker Carlson's people came out here yesterday and made fun of me and said, you know, I just wanted money and all this stuff, the classic thing? I felt sad that they're posing as libertarians and then would do an article today making fun of caring about the Bilderberg Group because they can't say this exists. Oh, yeah, the Agenda 21's real, and the UN wants to ban your kids doing home chores or farm chores. And sure, world government's being announced in the Financial Times and hundreds of other papers, and the guy from the Financial Times that wrote the article and now for world government is here right now and wrote in the FT, yes, it's secret. Yes, we're authoritarian. Yes, we're setting up world government. But you're bad if you don't like it. And then they won't even read Time magazine saying global government's going to save us, or The Economist saying it's now a technocracy run by elites. We're getting rid of freedom. We're going to shut down the free web. I get Tucker Carlson's people out here siding against this country with glee. I mean, they should at least these cops look kind of sad and embarrassed as they're writing tickets and hang their heads and off record say, look, we're just being told to do this. We're just being ordered. So stop getting in my face. It doesn't. At least they aren't proud of it.
Now, he's got a big smirk on his face. He's got a big smirk on his face.
They wrote an article reaffirming it all.
Yeah.
Again, loving the destruction of the country while posing as a patriot. That's Benedict Arnold. That is the lowest place in hell for people like that. Again, we're going to go to this audio right now. This is Jim Tucker. It's up at Infowars.com. It's out on our Twitter as well, Real Alex Jones. Get this out to everybody. By the way, tell Dave to go ahead and take the drone shot down over Texas as the featured video. Go ahead and take that down. And take it off the featured video and make the Jim Tucker the featured video. He was really tired this morning. I'm going to get more with him tonight on this because this is big. Our source also said there's constant cursing of Ron Paul. And I'm like, well, how? And they said, I can't talk long, but they just, it's like a cuss word now. I mean, they are stomping around the hotel hating Ron Paul right now. Because to them, they just see this as the Ron Paul movement, because Ron Paul is the figurehead of liberty, as he said, a focal point. This isn't going away. This isn't going anywhere. They're scared. They know we're taking this country back. Rob, do comments before we go to this video.
Yeah, you know, Ron Paul, he says he's going to ride off into the sunset after this. It's going to be our job to take that Campaign for Liberty flag and the freedom flag and just keep marching on, and we're not going to stop. We can't stop. If we stop, then it's over. Then they're going to take our guns, then they're going to take all our rights, and they're going to put us into re-education camps like they've been talking about for years. That's what they want to do. We know that's their plan.
By the way, FEMA camps are now admitted.
Yeah.
Re-education camps are admitted, and we're just sitting here. Drones are admitted. I mean, I can't believe it's in more than 10 Australian papers. The head of the carbon cops, they're called carbon cops, saying, yes, we're going to be listening on the streets and in cafes, and if we hear you talk bad of the carbon tax, $1.1 million fine and then arrest. I mean, that's directly out of the Soviet Union under Stalin.
I was watching video of Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, who is in Bilderberg right now and probably a proposed VP candidate with Mitt Romney. He was talking about how great their disaster camps are. He's calling them disaster camps on this radio show. And it's crazy.
You've got to have disaster camps everywhere.
Yeah.
And again, I told people the cover would be, oh, there's all these new emergency centers full of police and guards. And then we get all the documents. They're full-born prison camps under the financial collapse they've engineered. They will then pose as the savior and take you into the camp and re-educate you.
They're staffing the camps. They have 72-hour contracts out to make them ready in 72 hours. I mean, that's it. You don't need much time.
All right, let's go ahead and go to this Jim Tucker video. Here it is right now. Jim Tucker, your source gave you some amazing information concerning Ron Paul and his supporters directly from the Bilderberg Group in the lobby shooting their mouths off. What did they say?
They said some very harsh things, obviously, about Ron Paul because he's our leading patriot in Congress who stopped the Law of the Sea Treaty ratification, which is dear to their bloody hearts. So, the harshest comment made was by a guy who said he'd like to get Ron Paul and all of his supporters on one airplane with a Muslim suicide pilot and take them down. That was the harshest comment made, but there were a lot of mean-spirited comments made as the Bilderberg boys gathered in the lobby of the hotel.
So they're very upset about just the liberty movement in general.
Yes, they are. They're outraged. They're angry. They're very depressed about the whole liberty. They're very upset with all these patriotic Americans resisting their program and the fact that the Americans are so successful at it, because the program planned by Bilderberg has been set back for years, and every year it gets worse, and every year they get more depressed, and every year they get more outraged. So we're winning, they're losing.
AmericanFreePress.net, you got big reports coming out there. Jim, we're going to debrief each other tonight. Sorry I didn't get over here last night. There were arrests and stuff, and I had to stay up there until 9:30 or past, and then had a bunch of other equipment crises. I had to go find a Walmart and find some equipment. Any other tidbits that your sources are giving you from inside, are they more distraught than last year?
They get more distraught every year.
All right, Jim Tucker, thank you very much. Let Jim eat his food now.
That was Jim Tucker earlier this morning talking about the death threats made, or at least the wishing of Ron Paul's death from Bilderberg members wanting to put his supporters and him on a plane with a Muslim suicide bomber. You're seeing live footage now of Alex Jones circling the hotel where the cockroaches, where the mafia is placed, encamped right now. They're having their global meeting where they all talk about festooning and eating off our substance. He's there right now. You can be there too. You can get to Chantilly. We have the address. We're going to put that up in 1 second, and you can get there. You can be part of this. We need more people there, because the more people that get there, the more uncomfortable it makes them. It makes them realize that they know they're being watched, and they know that we know what's being said, because we have moles inside, and the moles are there, and it's happening. So get down to Chantilly right now. It's Chantilly, Virginia, the Westfields Marriott.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Again, I'm here on the ground. Rob Dew is in Austin, Texas. I'm here with the crew. Please pray for us and everybody that's here. The system is very upset. I want to get everybody out here today. Thank God it's overcast and a lot cooler, because later today I want to get people to march around the conference center. There's a lot of points down away from the entrance that the police draw everybody to. But there's places where they're meeting in the conference rooms where we can bullhorn them, where we can actually have an effect. So we're about to go to break. We're going to come right back. We have a lot of other breaking news. The tyranny is all coming out in the...
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
and the police are here protecting the Bilderberg Group by writing citizens, their enemy, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tickets. They roll the red carpet out for foreigner criminals committing federal crimes inside, violating the Logan Act, and they beat citizens over the head with the book, even when it's not even against the law. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why America is going to fall. This is why the United Nations openly now says they run our military. Look it up. Our country is completely taken over and has been bankrupted by design. And when this country is completely belly up, remember that you asked for it and you wanted it. And that goes for everybody collaborating with the foreign enemies, as so many police have done in other countries throughout history, through compartmentalization and ignorance. And that goes for everybody watching on different video feeds who doesn't understand what's happening. The Bilderberg Group was founded by Nazis after World War II with their European cohorts in the United States to try to bring in a one-world government. Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands founded it. He had to get out of it in the 70s when he met in Virginia and got caught paying off Lockheed Martin for a bunch of weapons deals. This is a criminal group. Hillary Clinton has been fined $300,000+ in the mid-90s for a meeting. But that doesn't happen today. Now the Justice Department can ship 18,000 guns and hand grenades to Mexico to then blame the Second Amendment. The same Justice Department whose deputy head is now the Attorney General who staged Oklahoma City back in 1995. These people are terrorists, 110%. The government has been usurped and completely hijacked. Worldwide transmission. The United States flag is not hanging upside down in distress. The flag was taken a long time ago. And the enemies of this country wrapped themselves in it today. And a bunch of brain-dead TV heads follow along as every canon of our free society is thrown in the trash. But it's always the same throughout history. Things have to get really bad before the public wakes up, and that is now happening. And when we see this wicked 1984 society unfolding, we know the answer to that, don't we? Yeah. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. I want to commend all of you here today, men, women, old, young, black, white, every race, color, and creed, standing in defiance of tyranny. And coming here on your own time to run a gauntlet of captured collaborator police, fully under the control of the globalists, fully ready to harass and destroy the final threads of the First Amendment because their masters told them so, because they'll move up the rank if they do it. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.